First of all, you, if you look at that page, I will read just that the meaning of the Salah prayer is to be found in English Webster Dictionary. And it's just prayer. What does prayer means? A devout form of spiritual communication between man and Allah, that is God translated, as a supplication, thanksgiving to Allah or God, adoration, confession to Allah God, a religious observance either in public or private to Allah. And in the Muslim community, the format of Salah prayer contains standing, bowing, prostrating. That the references of Salah, the prayer, is mentioned with so many names. I'm just telling you that the Salah, the prayer of the Quran, mentioned the Quran, is not new. It was existing in all times. If you look at Surah Maryam 19, 58 and 59, the prayer Salah is mentioned with Adam and his offsprings. Maryam 19, 58 and 59, Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh peace be upon him, and those with him, is the Salah, the prayer is mentioned. In Maryam 19, 58, 59, Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and his offspring is mentioned. The Salah, the word Salah prayer is mentioned with Ibrahim alayhi salam and his offspring. And in Maryam 19, verse 55, Ismail alayhi salam, peace be upon him, is mentioned. The Salah is Hud 11, Surah, and 87, Ayah, Shoaib alayhi salam, peace be upon him, is mentioned. The Salah is mentioned with him. Surah Taha 20 and Ayah 14, the Salah word prayer is mentioned with Musa, peace be upon him. Ali Imran 3 and Ayah 39. Zakaria, peace be upon him. The Salah is mentioned with Zakaria, peace be upon him. Maryam 19 and Ayah 31. The Salah prayer is mentioned with Isa, peace be upon him. Surah Tawbah 9:103 and Nisa 4:102. Mentioned with Muhammad, peace be upon him. Salah prayer. Muzammil 73:20 also. Ali Imran 3 and Ayah 43. Maryam, peace be upon her, is also mentioned. The prayer, bowing and prostrating. Luqman, Surah 31 and Ayah 17. Luqman, peace be upon him, is mentioned with Salah. Maryam 19, 58 and 59. Israel and his offspring is mentioned. The prayer is mentioned with him, Salah prayer. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 83. Bani Israel. With the name Bani Israel, the Salah prayer is mentioned. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 153. With the believers, the Salah prayer is mentioned. Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 142. Hypocrites, people who are hypocrites, the Salah prayer is mentioned. And there are many other references. I have not gone into many details. I just want to tell you by these ayahs, by these references, that the prayer, Salah, is not a new invention from 1400 years. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 124. How we get the imam, the leader of the prayer. So it mentioned, وَيْدِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ وَحَظِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Surah Al-Anbiya 21, Ayah 73, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. And when his Lord put Ibrahim alayhi salam to trial with words, then he completed them. He said, surely I have made you the imam, leader for all mankind. He said, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, and from my offsprings, he said, my covenant shall not reach the oppressors. So Allah said, we made them, the prophets, a'imma, leaders, that they guide with our order, and we inspire towards them to do good deeds and establish the salah and give zakah justification, and they became servants for us. Surah Ali Imran 3:96, it says, inna wala baytim wudhiya linnasi lalladhi bibakkata mubarakam wa hudal lil alameen. The first house placed for people is that with Bekka, a place of blessing and a guidance to for all worlds. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 144. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيث ما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرا. Without doubt, we see the movements or turning of your face in the sky. So we will revert you to a Qibla, that is direction of belief, so that you will be pleased. So revert your face to the intersection portion of the sacred mosque. And from wherever you are, revert your faces to the intersection portion of it. In Surah Hajj 22 and Ayah 26. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. When we pointed out the place of the house to Ibrahim, that you do not associate anything with me, and purify my house for those who go round, who stand, who bow and prostrate. In Surah Ibrahim 14:37, Rabbana inni askantu min dhuryati bi wadin ghayri dhi zarin inda baytikal muharram Rabbana liyuqimu salah faj'ala fidatan minan nas tawi ilayhim warzuqhum min al-thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. I have settled from my offspring within the valley which is without cultivation near your sacred house, O our Lord, so that they establish the salah, the prayer. So make the hearts of the people desirable towards them and give them sustenance from the fruits so that they may be thankful. Surah Al Imran 397. Fihi ayatum bayyinatum maqamu Ibrahim وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَلِى الْعَالَمِينَ. In it are clear ayahs signs the standing position of Ibrahim. Whoever enters in it attains security, and for Allah is pilgrimage of the house on the people, those who can afford the journey to it. And if anyone rejects, so surely Allah is not needful from the worlds. So now Surah Baqarah 2 and Ayah 125. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَائِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. And when we made the house a place of reward and safety for people, and you take the place of salah, the prayer, from the standing position of Ibrahim, and we covenanted with Ibrahim and Ismail that they should purify my house for those who go around and use as etika for retreat and for those who bow prostrate. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. And you take the place of salah, prayer, from the standing position of Ibrahim. Surah Yunus 10 and 87 ayat. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَنْ تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we inspired to Musa, Moses and his brother that you point out houses for your people in Egypt and make your houses a Qibla, that is the intersection of the sacred mosque, and establish Salah prayer and give good news to the believers. Surah Ra'd 7:29. قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ وَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ كَمَا بَدَأَكُمْ تَعُودُونَ. Say, my Lord has ordered with justice and that you establish your faces in salah prayer near every mosque and call him, making the judgment exclusively for him as he originated you, so you will come back. 9:18 and 17. First I read the 18. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Surely the mosques of Allah is visited by the one who believes with Allah and the last day, and who established the salah, the prayer, who gives zakah justification, who fear none except Allah, so it may be that they will be among those who are guided. That mentioned in the following ayat is مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ shahidina ala anfusim bil kufur ulaika habitat a'maluhum wa finnarihum khalidun. It is not for the mushriks or the associates who associates with Allah that they visit the mosque of Allah. They are witness over their self, soul, psyche with rejection. They are those whose works have failed and they will be in the fire forever. In Surah Anfal 8 and 34 and 35. وَمَا لَهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ عَلِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَمَا كَانُوا أَوْلِيَاءَهُ إِنْ أَوْلِيَاهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَمَا كَانَ الصَّلَاةُ مِنْ دَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُقَامٌ وَتَصْدِيَةٌ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. And what is for them that Allah should not punish them, and that they are in opposition about the sacred mosque, and they are not its protectors. The protectors are none except the guarded ones, but majority of them do not have knowledge. Their salah, prayer near the house is nothing except whistling and clapping. So you taste the punishment with what you reject. Arabs. Now we come to Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 150. Page 20. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِي وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And from wherever you come out, from any religion, any faith, so revert yourself to the intersection, half portion of the sacred mosque. And wherever you are, so revert yourself to its intersection portion. There would be no dispute over you from the people except who are oppressors from them. So fear them not, but fear me, and that I may complete my favors on you, that you may be guided. Surah Nisa 4:103. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. So when you complete the shortened salah prayer, then remember Allah is standing and sitting and on your sides. When you are in tranquility, then establish the salah prayer. Surely the salah prayer timings are written over the believers. And At-Takwir, 81 surah and 18 ayat. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. And meaning is by the morning when it breathes. I'm just reading first and then we'll analyze. Al-Fajr, wal-Fajr, by the day when it breaks. Al-Layl Surah 92 and Ayah 2. Wal-Nahari idha tajalla, by the day when it shines. Then in Surah 103, Al-Asr, Al-Asr, wal-Asr, by the sunshine when it squeezes. Al-Layl 92, one ayat. Wal-Layli idha yakhsha, by the night when it envelops. Wal-Layli idha saja, by the night when it darkens. Al-Mudassir 74:33 ayat, by the night when it retreats. Now Allah explains Surah Al-Hud, Surah Hud 11 and ayat 114. وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلْفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. And establish salah prayer in the two extremities of the day and from the night. Surely the goodness takes away the badness, that is the remembrance from those who remember. In Surah Taha 20:130 ayat. Now, فَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. So you be patient over what they say and glorify with the praises of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting and from the parts of the night. So glorify at the extremities of the day, so that you will be pleased. So Al-Isra 17, 78, 79, these are all timing of prayers. اقیم الصلاۃ الادلو کی شمس الى غسق اللیل و قرآن الفجر ان قرآن الفجر کان مشہودا. And further he says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Establish salah prayer by the sun's decline to the darkening of the night and the reading of the dawn. Surely the reading of the dawn is witness. And from the night, then tahajjud, that is to be visioned with it, an additional optional for you. So it may be that your Lord will appoint you to a standing position of praise. Now comes the wuzu part. In this ayah, you will find out the physical and psychological both purification in this ayah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu idha qumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq wamsahu bi ru'usikum wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn wa in kuntum junuban fattahharu. وَإِن كُنتُم مَرْضَىٰ وَعَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنكُم مِّنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُم مِّنْهُ مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَٰكِن يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Oh, you believe when you stand for salah prayer, wash your faces and your hands to elbows and rub your heads and wash your feet to the ankles. And if you are in the state of a stranger, physically and psychologically, so purify yourselves. And if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you come out from the offices of nature, or you have been in contact with woman, then you do not find water. So take yourselves good high land, then rub your faces and your hands from it. Allah does not intend to put on you from any difficulty, but He intends for you to purify and to complete His favor on you so that you may be thankful. Down in Surah Anfal 8 and 11. I'm just giving you in my own meaning. It says, وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَانْ. We reveal over you from the sky water, liyutahhirakum, so that you purify yourself. Okay, you are purified. Note down the 35 in Surah 10 ayat. You can note down the reference 35:10. Ilayhi asarul kalimu tayyib. Allah's words towards Him, they move, mount up good. So Surah Nisa 4 and ayat 43. يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرُبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ وَلَا جُنُوبًا إِلَّا عَابِرِي سَبِيلٍ حَتَّى تَغْتَسِلُوا وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى وَعَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًّا غَفُورًا. Oh, you believe, do not come near to salah prayer when you are intoxicated until you know what you are saying, nor in a state of a stranger, physically or psychologically, except you are crossing of the way. You are a crosser of the way until you wash yourselves. And if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you come from the offices of nature, or you have been in contact with woman, so you do not find water, then take for yourself good high land, then rub your faces and your hands. Surely Allah is pardoning and forgiving. Now in Surah Taha 20 and Ayah 14, this ayah is referring to Musa salam, and he addresses to Musa salam, Allah addressing Musa salam, he says, Innani anallah. Musa, to Musa salam, Allah says, surely I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana fa'buduni. There is no God except me, and you serve me. Wa qimis salata li dhikri. And establish the salah, the prayer, for my remembrance. Surah Al-Kabut 29:45. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab wa aqimis salah. Inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Recite what is inspired to you from the book. and establish the salah prayer. Surely the salah prayer stops you from obscenity and from disguising, and definitely the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows what you invent. Surah Al-Isra 1710. قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَبِ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا وَابْتَغِي بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Say, call Allah or call Most Gracious. Whosoever you call, the most beautiful names are for him. And you should not be loud with your salah prayer, and nor be silent, inaudible with it, and that you seek a way in between. So now Al-Baqarah 2 and 238 and 239. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta wa qumu lillahi qanitin. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُبَّانًا فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Be preserver over the salawat prayers, and the salah prayer is a better medium, and you stand for Allah devoutly. So if you are in fear, then pray on foot or riding. Then when you are in security, then remember Allah in the salah prayer, like what He taught you, what you did not know. So in Surah 24 and Ayah 41, it tells us, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٌ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Have you not seen that whosoever is in the skies and the earth and the birds in the rows praising for Allah? Everyone knows his salah prayer and his glorification, and Allah knows with what they do. Like Al-Baqarah 2:45-46. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And seek Allah's help with patience and with salah prayer. Surely it is great, except for those who are humble, those who assume that surely they will meet their Lord and they will return towards Him. And Surah Al-Ma'arij 70:23, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those who are continuous over their salah prayer. Now, in Surah Maryam 19 and 50, this was a little description of those good people. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمَ وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا إِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَةُ الرَّحْمَٰنِ خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. And Surah Al-Furqan 25:73, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. Sorry, the same good people I'm talking about, those were among the prophets on whom Allah has blessed. From the offsprings of Adam, and from those whom we carried with Nuh, and from the offsprings of Ibrahim and Israel, and from those whom we guided and we chose. When the ayah signs of Most Gracious were recited on them, they fall down prostrating, weeping. And when they were reminded with the ayah, signs of the Lord, they do not fall down over them deaf and blind. Al-Furqan 25:73 says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّمُ عُمْيَانَا. And when they were reminded with the ayah, signs of the Lord, they do not fall down over them deaf and blind. Surah Maryam 19:59. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا شَهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. From after them, then succeeded successors who wasted their salah and followed the desires. So soon they shall encounter wrong. This is Surah Nisa 4 and 142 and 143. This is the behavior of those people. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَىٰ يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مُذَبذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَٰهَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَلَا إِلَٰهَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَمَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Surely the hypocrites think that they are deceiving Allah, and He deceives them. And when they stand toward the salah prayer, they stand without earnestness, and they are showing to the people, and they do not remember Allah except a little. They are distracted in mind in the midst of it, being neither of one group or nor for the another, and to whom Allah leaves astray, then you will never find a way for him. Look into your own self. Allah is described, Surah Al-Ma'un 107, 4, 5, 6. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. So woe to those musalli, those who pray. They are those who are inattentive about their salah prayer. They are those who are showing to people. And further, Al-Mudassir 74, 42, 43. مَا سَلَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. What deported you in Saqar, that is hell? They will say, we were not from the musalleen, those who pray. Wala saddaqa wala salla. So he did not verify it and he did not salla pray. My dear ladies and gentlemen, this was all about this people. I am ending this last page, recite this ayah Al-Furqan 25:74, and it is the dua of Ibrahim al-Islam 14, 40 and 41. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, our Lord, grant for us the cooling of the eyes from our pairs and our offsprings, and make us an imam, leader for those who guard. He says, Surah Ibrahim 14, 40 and 41, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. My Lord, make me one who established the salah prayer and from my offsprings. And oh my Lord, you accept my call. Oh Lord, have forgiveness for me and for my parents and from the believers when the day of account is established. You can write down this reference is Surah At-Tawbah 9 and 84 ayat. It says, وَلَا تُصَلِّي عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ إِنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And do not ever pray on anyone of those who died and do not stand over their grave. Surely they are those who reject with Allah and His Messenger, and they do not die except they are liberals. Write down Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 222, where Allah explains about the menstruation cycle of the woman. And it says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذًى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرُبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And they question you about the menstruation, say it is a hurt or anxiety. So detach the woman in menstruation and you do not go near them until they are purified. So when they are purified, then come to them from where Allah has ordered you. Surely Allah loves those who return and He loves those who purify. The Quran says, Surah Al-Waqi'ah 56, Surah and 77, 78 and 79. Al-Waqi'ah 56, Surah and 77 and 78. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونَ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَرُونَ. Surely it is indeed a Quran reading honorable, hidden in a book, writing, none can touch it except those who are purified. Surah Jummah, and that is 62 surah. By the name Jummah, there is a Jummah surah, 62 surah and ayah 9. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرَوُ الْبَعِيْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Oh, you believe when you are called for salah prayers from the day of Jummah. Jummah, strive towards remembrance of Allah and leave the dealings, whatever deal you are doing, leave them. That is better for you if you know. Next ayat says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتْرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. When the salah prayer is completed, then disperse in the land and seek the bounty from Allah and remember Allah most so that you may prosper. In Surah Nisa 4 and 101. وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا. when you strike on the earth, there is no blame on you if you shorten your prayers. If you fear, the rejectors captivate you. Surely the rejectors are clear enemy for you. It's Baqarah 2:273 ayat. لِلْفُقْرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Again, ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Charity is for those in need who in Allah's cause are restricted from work. In the Quran, there is an ayah, Surah Tawbah 9:102 and 103, says, وَآخْرُونَ عَتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِيًا وَآخْرَ السَّيَّةِ Asallahu an yatuba alayhim inna Allah ghafur rahim. And other people have confessed with their sins. They have mixed correct acts and other bad acts. It may be that Allah will return over them. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. So in the further Surah Tawbah 9:102 I read, and now I'm reading 103. Khudh min amwalihim sadaqa tutahiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Take sadqa, charity, from their wealth so that you purify, that is referring to Muhammad, you purify and justify them with it and pray over them. Surely your prayer is a satisfaction for them and Allah is hearing, knowing. I wrote down this reference, Surah Azab 33, and ayah 56. You see, this ayah is very important. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Look, it says inna Allah, surely Allah, wa malaika, and the angels, yusalluna ala nabi. Yusallu comes from the root letter Salah. Salah, the lecture we have gone. Salah. So it's a verb here. Now, what it says, that he prays, the angels and Allah prays over the Prophet. Surely Allah and the angels, Yusalluna ala nabi, they pray over the Prophet. Ya yul ladina amanu, O you believe. Sallu, you pray. Alayhi, over the Prophet. Wasallimu taslima, and submit by submitting. 33, Azad 33, and ayah 43. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Now here is Allah say, it is he who prays over you, the mankind, believers, and the angels prays, the same nur, so that he may take out from darkness into light. And wa kana bil mu'mina rahima, and over the beings he is most merciful.